You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up 4 minutes past 6 o'clock, bright and early, kicking off your week. Morning, Jordan.
Morning, Simo. Over the weekend, I did something that I've never done before.
What did you do?
Worked at Macca's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say work for a day in your life.
Whoa. I mean, literally 10 seconds into the week, and you've already insulted me.
Exactly. It's all about bringing you down and then building you back up throughout the week. So how was the drive-thru?
Can you not just bring me down? Just like maybe skip that step. Yes, so Simo, McHappy Day was over the weekend. We were there.
Yes.
Simo was avoiding the work. I couldn't help but notice.
I was categorizing it. I was making sure. I was like the paparazzi out there taking photos of you getting the job done.
Yeah, but I was working the drive-thru, so apologies to about the 10 people who accidentally gave the wrong order.
What was the trickiest thing about it?
It's just crazy. Like, I've never worked in Macca's before, but I didn't realise how hectic it is. Like, they're all kind of running around crazy. There's various screens and things beeping, and they've got 120 seconds to do something, and then something else happens over here. And then I said, oh, I was just busy. He's like, no, it's pretty quiet, actually.
Had a lot of effort put in by the people at McDonald's over the weekend. There were kids' games and everything to get amongst. So hopefully plenty of money raised for Ronald McDonald House Charities in support of families with seriously ill kids. But it was a great weekend out, so we'll have to catch up and find out how much they raised. They were aiming for over $4.9 million Australia-wide. So here's hoping they put a bit of a dent in that one.
Also, big thanks to Holly and all the other staff at Macca's who are training / putting up with me.
And they'll be awake now, making coffees.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Shout out to you guys. It's your Monday morning. Just landed 6 minutes past six. It's Posty, Post Malone with Circles.
Lizzo. Ariana Grande on that one as well. Good as hell. It is Simo and Jordan here for Snow FM Breakfast. And Simo, are you ready?
Yeah, I was born ready.
Because it is officially time for...
What the Spork?
Sweet sugar candy man.
Where's the lamb sauce?
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
It is an exercise in trust. There's nothing I like better on a Monday morning, nice and early, being completely blindfolded and having no idea what's going on.
Well, I mean, you were the one that came up with this segment.
I am enjoying it.
So, Simo, I've prepared a food item for you. I've popped it on the end of the spork over here.
Homemade spork, by the way.
You are blindfolded, and you have to try and guess what it is. You get to ask a couple of questions, you get to touch the food item, you get to feel it as well, and you have to guess what it is. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'm just reaching over to get the spork.
Okay.
Hang on, I just have to pass it over carefully so it doesn't drip everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
All right, put your hand down.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
You have the spork, Simo.
Yep.
Well, you haven't touched the food item yet.
Oh, it's slimy.
What do you think? So what are you feeling? What are you thinking?
All right.
You can take it off the spork if you wish.
Ooh. It's slimy, but I think I know it more.
So go, what does it feel like? What are you feeling there, Simo?
I reckon it's cold, so it's been in the fridge. So it could be, like, it's very thick for ham. Like, you wouldn't have bought, this isn't a meat product, I don't think, because it would be too expensive for you.
What are you trying to say?
Like, well, because it's so thickly cut. So you know how people get the shaved ham because they don't want to spend too much money?
No, I just think that, anyway, okay, we're getting into a separate debate here, but I reckon shaved ham is nicer, but maybe that's just me.
No, I'm triggering you to get more information.
You can literally ask me questions if you want to get more information.
Is it a meat product?
No.
All right, there you go. See, I was right. Also, you can call 64-572-977 if you want to guess what this is. You'll also win. It's cold. It's like, it kind of feels like it could be something like beetroot.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
You're closer than ham, but you're still a little bit off.
Okay, right. So it's a vegetable?
Yes.
Ah, hell. And it's been sliced. Did you slice this?
No, it hasn't been sliced.
Okay. Oh, all right. Eggplant?
No. Any other guesses, Simo?
Geez, what the hell is that? I mean...
You can take it off the spork. You can give it a smell. You can give it a taste if you wish.
There's no way I'm tasting this.
It's a vegetable. It's healthy.
Go.
Okay. Give it a bit of a whiff. Oh, Hag, here we go. He has to move the blindfold to be able to see.
No. I'm like...
Oh, all right, Cohen,
That is, it's going to annoy me.
Do you have any other questions or do you want to have a final guess?
I'm done. I'm out. I can't think of what this is.
All right, go on. Take your blindfold off. Have a look.
Oh, it's a capsicum.
Yes, it's a capsicum. It's not a fresh one, though. It's one of the ones out of the jar that's been infused with kind of garlic and other herbs, that sort of stuff. That's, I think, what kind of threw you. I saw that last night. I knew that would throw you. A point to Jordan.
I was so worried about how slimy it was.
Yeah, don't worry. You don't have... Like,
maybe
don't...
Jordan hasn't put a food item on the end of this fork.
No, don't worry. It's food and it's very healthy as well, capsicum.
JT, Justin Timberlake, that was Say Something on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Monday. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. And Smash Mouth, where do you stand, Jordan? Were you a fan?
Smash Mouth, we're talking about the band, not literally getting a smashed mouth, because I'm not a fan of that. But, you know, the band, they were big in the late 90s, early 2000s. Was that the heyday for Smash Mouth?
And they had a little resurgence in the Shrek films.
Mm-hmm.
So... I've been always keeping my eye on the Smash Mouth.
Really?
Yeah, just half a glance.
Because they've done bugger all for the last 10 years.
And it's funny you should mention that.
Did you just wake up in the middle of 2007 or something, Smash Mouth released some music? No, they haven't again.
No, and then I go back to sleep, roll over. Fair enough. They have released something this year, and I think potentially they're trying to like hit the kind of the new age market. You ready for this?
Oh, so they're going for the youth.
Yeah, see if you can recognize this particular track. Smash Mouth released this on their YouTube channel this year.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
I'm confused.
Do you recognize it?
She was looking kind of dumb with
I obviously recognize it as one of their songs.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth, but it's remixed with something. Go keep playing it.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
What is that? I know it, but I don't. If that makes sense.
it's one of these like Trop House remixes, but they've gone and done it themselves.
I see.
Get amongst this, you know, the whistling part.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like, you know, Shrek and Donkey are off on an adventure, except this time, I don't know, it's definitely a different adventure they're having.
It's a tricky one. I mean, because I really want to like it.
It's better than the original?
But I just don't. I mean, the original's a classic. I mean, you said they're going for the youth. They should have just done a remix with that and, like, a Wiggles classic and then really gone for the youth.
Where do you stand on, you know, iconic songs getting a bit of a redo?
Oh, so we're calling Smash Mouth iconic now?
Yeah, well, like...
Yeah, look, it has to be done well. Because if not, you're treading on very fine lines here. And if you muck it up... You've really messed it up.
Somebody told me the world.
Yeah, look, I mean, hopefully we've got better songs coming up than this.
This is Karchi.
Yeah, this one's better.
Offenbach versus Nick Waterhouse. You're on Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. Illy and Robinson, new music on Snow FM at Breakfast. More Aussie stuff as well. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And a word of advice for anyone out there, never go to the cinema with Simo.
Yeah, don't invite me to see a movie because I am one of the worst people in a cinema ever.
Exactly. I mean, you said it yourself. You're one of those. So do you want to go and list off a few things that you do which you think might be annoying, and I'll tell you whether it's a gripe that I've got.
One of them that I do... is I'll try to dodge things. So, like, on the screen, if there's an action sequence of any kind... and
kind of an explosion, bits are flying everywhere towards the camera.
I duck down and I move quite a bit, getting really into it.
And this isn't like a 3D movie. This is like just a normal...
It's just 2D. Movie. So, like, in Ford vs. Ferrari, which is a film about cars, I was definitely trying to dodge the crashes and that kind of thing. So that would be up there pretty close with one of my most annoying habits.
Well, it's not the thing that I was going to mention, Simo. Do you remember, as we were walking into the cinema and deciding where you want to sit?
Yes.
Do you remember what you said to me?
I said to you something along the lines of, you better pick because I select some, like, weird spots.
Yes, exactly. And I said, no, it's fine. Go wherever you want.
I gave you an opening, Jordan.
You did give me an opening.
And you did not take it.
In my defense, yeah. I didn't realize that you were going to pick the second row from the front.
Yeah, the second row from the
it
front.
It was too close. I woke up this morning with a sore neck from looking upwards.
Oh, how good was it, though?
It wasn't even like you were the second front row, so we were, what, about 3 or so meters away from the screen?
Yeah.
On the ground looking up.
Mm.
And you weren't even like in the middle. You were slightly off to one of the sides.
I like being slightly to the right.
Yeah, hopefully not with your political views, but still. No, but it was weird. Like, who chooses that? Like, I used to work at a cinema in a previous life.
You have previous experience?
Yeah, and in this cinema that I worked at, it was reserved seating. So you would ask the customer, oh, do you want to sit in the front, middle, or back? And everyone would go middle or back.
Specialised knowledge here.
Yeah, very important. If you ever go to one of those cinemas, don't annoy the person serving you, because we will give you a rubbish seat. Also, actually, someone said, oh, can I just go frontish to the middle of the back? So I don't even know what that means. So I'm just going to put you there and hope it's right.
There you go.
So yeah. So the point is that no one really ever chose the front. If ever someone would say front, you kind of go, oh, sorry, what? Oh, yeah, front. Okay, then. I think I worked there about 2 years. I think it only happened about twice.
Well, we weren't right at the front. We were second row.
We were second row. That's front enough. I mean, if this cinema had two rows, I admit we're not at the front.
Hmm.
But it had a lot more. It had probably about 20 or so rows or something like that. It was too close. It was too loud. I wasn't happy. I woke up this morning with a sore neck. Simo, you're one of these weird people that sits at the front of the cinema. But this morning,
yes,
I want to put the call out. 645-729-77. Give us a call. Are you someone that sits at the front of the cinema?
Oh, you want to find if there's anyone like me?
I want to find if you've got a friend who you can go and sit at the front of the cinema with, slightly to the right, and then all the rest of us, how could I put this? Normal people.
Yeah.
Can sit kind of in the middle towards the back, what you do in a cinema.
Problem is, with anyone that I share that trait with, unfortunately, we probably can't go to the cinema together because I have these other annoying habits, which is A, trying to dodge things on the screen,
yeah,
and B, also I'll like yell out if there's like something happening.
I thought I heard you. I'm kind of like, is he making, because I was sitting next to you and it's like, is he making noises?
I'm terrible. 645-729-77. If you've got any weird habits in a cinema, Look At Her Now is playing. It's Selena Gomez throwing more shade at Justin Bieber. It's Snow FM at breakfast, 7:17. Meant to be BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo talking weird behaviour in the cinema.
Yeah.
Over the weekend we went and saw a movie, went and saw Ford vs Ferrari in the cinema, and you chose where we sat.
Yes.
And you chose the very front. Which is, I don't even know why cinemas have seats so close to the screen, because like no one chooses them. Except for you.
Yes.
I mean, credit, yes, you can put your feet up on the seat in front because there won't be anyone.
I like to get really involved. So, you know, you would have seen me dodging debris and shouting out whenever anyone was in danger.
I know, I did notice that. There's a lot of sort of car crashes in that movie and debris and all that sort of stuff is flying everywhere and somebody's ducking and weaving. It's like, it's in the screen. It's not going to come out of the screen.
So we've got someone on the phone line this morning who took me to see Independence Day when I was 5 years old, which I feel like it could be the reason that I'm a bit jumpy.
Yeah.
When I get in the cinema. Morning, Dad. How are you?
Yep. Simo, how are you? Jordan, how are you?
I've woken Dad up. He didn't sound pleased when we buzzed through. Now,
no, all good.
Hey, so Simo, this is a bit of a bizarre habit that Simo has. He's kind of ducking and weaving in weird habits in the movies. He was saying before in the ad break that there was some weird story that happened when you took him, when he was a young Simo. And you took him to go and see George of the Jungle, was that it?
Look, George of the Jungle was one situation, but I have thought of another one. But the George of the Jungle one was you know, packed out with kids and George was flying around the place and doing his thing. And George jumped on one of those, I don't know, ropes he hurled through the jungle in. And as he flew through the jungle, looked at the screen, Simo jumped up and yelled out, "Watch out for that tree!"
Oh, that
guy smacked into a tree. But look, a better one was not the cinema, but we went to Movie World at one stage when he was little, and they have a show there where these cars go through the street, people shoot guns,
and a
helicopter explodes, and flames go everywhere. I don't know if you've ever come across that one, George.
I've seen it. Yeah,
we watched that, and Simo was quite excited and sort of jumping up and watching it. And we went back and sat down, and he was quite excited. And then when we were getting closer to that part of it, and there were other people sitting around, and Simo sort of yelled out, "Look, you know, watch out, it's going to explode, watch out, it's going to explode." And he lay down under the seat. It was the funniest thing ever. He told everybody what was going to happen with helicopter exploding. So I reckon that was an even better one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what this was. So that was the police academy at Movie World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so movies, I just get all amongst them. Mm. But this was live action. And then what Dad did was he took me to see this destruction show. And then I noticed things that were happening. So I was like, oh, hell, the guy that was in the front row, he was in this Hawaiian shirt. Mm. Later in the show, he got shot out of a cannon. Anyway, helicopters exploded. There's all kinds of things going on, right? Mm-hmm. Then Dad's like, you know what would be a great idea? Let's take Simo back for the second show
But let's dress him in a Hawaiian shirt and hope he gets picked out.
Not quite. So Dad's sitting in there in the row with my good self.
Yeah.
Right? And apparently I hopped up, went over to the guy in the Hawaiian shirt and was like, mate, you got to go. Mate, you're going to get shot. You're going to get shot out of a cannon. You have to leave. And Dad, what did I do when the helicopter was about to explode?
Oh, look, I think there's a couple of tourists sitting in front of us, and you sort of went to them and let them know they've got to get down. Get down. Watch out. Like, this is going to blow. And then you lay down on the seat, like behind the seats yourself. Oh, mate, it was people watching you. It was better than a show.
Can I just ask, how old was Simo when this happened? Was this like 6 months ago, or was it when he was a lot younger?
Yeah, it'll probably still happen now.
Absolutely. Dad, cheers for joining us, and thanks for taking me to the cinema to see huge explosions and alien life at age 5. I blame you. On Snow FM at breakfast, it's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota, and Kiss Down Under, Jordan.
Yes, Simo, the band Kiss, famous rock and roll band, have actually had to cancel their tour.
But they are here.
I know, which is a weird one. They had to cancel because one of their lead singers...
Bit crook.
Kind of lost his throat, needs vocal rest and all this sort of stuff. So they had to cancel all their shows. But they're here.
Mm,
so we thought that we would interview Kiss.
No, they
were unavailable.
Yeah.
But we've got the next best thing.
So they are playing... It's a bit of a weird story, actually. Kiss, they're going to be playing off the coast of Australia.
They're not playing any shows in Australia, but they're playing just off the coast to an audience of sharks.
So on the phone line, I've got Squirrel. His name's Clay, but we call him Squirrel. He's a big... I'm a big fan of Clay's. Good morning, Squirrel. How you doing?
Good.
Now, you met Gene Simmons last night, right?
Yes.
What did you notice about him?
It didn't look like Gene Simmons, but it looked like him a bit because he didn't have his makeup on, so...
Can't tell who he is.
That must be handy for the kid. They could just go to the supermarket and get a pint of milk or something. No one recognises them because they don't have the makeup on.
And they're playing... Are they playing today? You've taken the day off school.
Yeah, they are playing today.
So you're looking forward to... You're going to get to see him play?
Nah, I won't be because it'd be a bit swelly, so probably get a bit seasick.
He's a bit worried about going out off the coast. But Squirrel, mates, now the big news is that your dad's chefing for him, isn't he?
Yes.
Right, so we might have to... Do you want to know what's on the menu Kiss today?
Can we get an exclusive? What will Kiss be eating?
What's Dad cooking today, Squirrel?
Well, it'll be some fruit platters, some veggies platters, some cheese platters, some like sandwiches, some pretty nice sandwiches.
Right, so...
And, yeah.
I thought they were rock and rollers stars. I didn't realise they'd be having fruit platters. I thought they'd be eating like an entire cow or something.
Well, because of their makeup, it was fudge to their makeup, so they can't actually really eat anything.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I didn't think about that, but yeah, fair enough. Fruit platter and cheese platter does the work.
See, Squirrel's onto it, mate. Have a great day off school.
Hey, Squirrel. Just before we go, can I ask you one more quick question? What are you more excited about—the fact that you know Kiss are in town where you are in a small regional town, or the fact that you get a day off school?
Probably that they're in town.
Yeah, mate. He's got the shirt. He's got everything. Dad's cooking for him. Do you reckon Dad's going to cook you a better meal tonight than Kiss will eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Squirrel, thanks for joining us, mate. Have a great day.
See ya.
Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now on Snow FM at breakfast. And we are just getting started, but it is 20 minutes until that workday kicks off at 9.
Hey, Simo, People Magazine have announced their sexiest man alive for the year 2019. The winner was John Legend. If you don't know him, he was a singer behind this song. I want you to love me now. It's a very good choice, I think. He's ripped, he's got all the muscles, there's a picture of him with his shirt off.
Ah, oh, what an attractive unit.
I know, I don't like him for that reason, that he is attractive, and that, Simo, we just missed out on the, I think we were second.
Attractive and talented, but did you say someone else is getting amongst it?
Yeah, well, Simo, another celebrity, another rapper has entered the fray as a self-proclaimed sexiest man alive. When the pimp's in the crib,
ma, drop it like it's hot. Oh, the Snoop.
Snoop Doggy Dog. Like
it's hot. He had that moment when he went through Snoop Lion.
I was going to say, I've got that on my notes to bring up. He went through a phase, he was like a reggae artist. He kind of had enough with rap, became, I think, was it a reggae or a gospel artist or something like that?
Look, don't try to...
He called himself Snoop Lion.
Don't try to put the Snoop in the... What, no one puts Snoop in the corner?
Well, no one puts a lion in the corner, but they did because it was rubbish and he's gone back now to Snoop Dogg. So, yes, so, mate, he took to social media, he or at least someone very good at Photoshop, has Photoshopped him on the cover of People magazine.
So, nice.
There's the picture. It looks official.
Snoop has... he's got, photoshopping skills.
Yeah, so he's got himself there wearing a suit, looking sexy as you would. He's posted that to social media, and a couple of people have clearly not realised that it was a joke.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, he in the caption he doesn't clarify whether it's a joke or not. He just says thank you with a couple of emojis.
How good.
But a couple of people have... been fooled by not realising this was. MC Hammer commented on it, which I just love. But just MC Hammer and Snoop Dogg are just hanging around in a room together.
How good. Did MC Hammer just, in his comment section, did he write, you can't touch this?
I should have done.
No, missed opportunity.
Do you reckon there's a business opportunity for MC Hammer? He's not releasing albums. If he just says that, if you pay me X amount of money, I'll comment on that on your picture saying you can't touch this. I could see that working.
Lucrative. Yeah. Maybe hit him up on his inbox on the Instagram there, Jordan.
Probably not many other people would be doing it. Also, another rapper, Ray J, I think his name was.
Okay.
Commented on it saying congratulations. He really didn't know that this was fake. He was going, oh, congratulations, Snoop, great work, all this sort of stuff. Really did not realise that it was fake.
Snoop Dogg the sexiest man alive.
I mean, can we have a bit more Snoop Dogg? I mean, he's the self-proclaimed sexiest man alive. Let's have a little bit.
Logging into Photoshop, editing himself into a suit. When the pimp's
in the crib, imagine if he just walked in and it's like Snoop Dogg's there. Oh, Snoop, what are you up to? Oh, I'm just on Photoshop. He's just like there on his laptop. Oh, can you get me another chai latte, please?
He finishes and he's like, damn, I look good. This is new music from the Chainsmokers. It's Push My Luck on Snow FM Breakfast.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.